So focusing primarily on the Railroad Commission, as I mentioned, they have their authority under the Texas Natural Resources Code, but have adopted a rule in place, and that's found under the Texas Administrative Code, and it's codified as Rule 32, and we refer to it as Statewide Rule 32. And this is identified as the gas well gas and casing head gas shall be utilized for legal purposes. Statewide Rule 32 was initially adopted in 1996 under its current rule number. It's been amended a couple of times in 2000 and 2004. And that's interesting because what we'll see as we get into the data is there's been an influx in the number of gas flare permits in Texas since about 2010 forward. And the rule hasn't been updated since that time. So the parameters of the rule that we're currently operating under were last updated in 2004. We're going to talk about those parameters in greater detail. Although we're talking primarily about gas flaring today and the permitting and jurisdictional process related to gas flaring, there's always other releases of gas that come into play and that are always within the discussion of gas flaring. And so I wanted to kind of briefly touch on each of those so that we can make the distinctions and the different clarifications accordingly. So the first one that we're talking about are fugitive emissions. And those are emissions of gas that cannot be reasonably captured, sold, or vented to a flare. These fugitive emissions are explained and identified. Examples are provided in Statewide Rule 32 by the Railroad Commission. Those include emissions that result from valve stems, pressure relief valves, compressor or pump seals, pits, and casing-to-casing braiding heads. So these are very minuscule amounts of gas emissions that cannot otherwise be reasonably captured and routed to either a vent or a flare or a sales line. The second category that always comes up in the discussion of flaring are tank vapors, particularly vapors that are routed to vapor combustion units or vapor recovery units. We also call those VRUs very generally. And so what we see from tank vapors, this is the gas that is coming off of oil tanks, storage oil tanks, or produced water tanks, and the emissions that are coming off of those tanks. Generally low pressure gas, of course, and vapor recovery units or VRUs, they capture that gas and then route them to some other operation. And that can either be to a vapor combustion unit. Vapor combustion units are enclosed units that combust the gas, as opposed to a flare, which is open to the atmosphere and has a flare or a burning that is open to the atmosphere. Sometimes these vapor recovery units can also route the gas to sales and put it into a line, to a sales line to be sold. So we see both of those come up quite frequently with tank vapors. One other aspect of flaring that has quite a bit of attention as well recently at the regulatory level is venting of gas. And this can be either high pressure or low pressure gas. High pressure gas that we see vented is coming off of separators or heater treaters and does fall within the parameters of Statewide Rule 32. In these cases, if there is a release of gas through a vent, the commission does authorize that if it is going to be for less than 24 hours and it can be safely vented to the atmosphere. We also see venting of gas, again, related to tank vapors, where these gas emissions are just coming off of the oil or water tanks and are being vented to the atmosphere. Of course, there is quite a bit of discussion and attention on venting currently, primarily from the environmental platforms. And as we talk a little bit further in this presentation, part of that is related to the emission of methane. Methane is a component of natural gas, and when it is vented to the atmosphere, that methane is vented to the atmosphere and is considered by many environmental platforms to be more impactful or harmful to the environment. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go along as well. Turning back to Statewide Rule 32, we're going to talk about the parameters within Statewide Rule 32 now. We really have three categories of releases within statewide Rule 32. Those are exempt releases, authorized releases, and permitted releases. So we're going to focus first on exempt releases, and we've talked about this just a little bit in the prior slide. There's a three-part test that's basically set forth in statewide Rule 32 to identify which releases would fall under an exempt release clarification. This includes gas that is not readily measured, that is not required to be reported to the Railroad Commission on a monthly production reporting form, and is not otherwise subject to statewide Rule 32, meaning there's not some provision within statewide Rule 32 that grabs out and brings in that release of gas. As we talked on the prior slide, some examples of exempt releases are fugitive emissions, tank vapors, and emissions that result from amine treater units. So if any of these releases are occurring and you have identified that they fall within this three-part test, they are exempt under the rule for permitting purposes.